This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Next stop for paraquat ban. SWP allocation raised and EU advances packaging regs. Paraquat ban advances. A proposed ban on the herbicide paraquats advancing through the state assembly. The Appropriations Committee is expected to consider AB 1963 sometime in May after it was approved by the Environmental Safety and Toxic Materials Committee this week. The bill, which is sponsored by the Environmental Working Group, contains a provision allowing for a safety review of paraquat that could allow a resumption of the chemical's use at some point if it's banned. Proponents of the ban say paraquat's dangerous to farm workers and communities near where it's applied. It's used on crops such as almonds and grapes, as well as pistachios. Paraquat registrant Syngenta has consistently maintained the herbicide is not dangerous to humans if properly applied, and that studies do not show that paraquat causes Parkinson's. State water project allocation forecast increased. The Department of Water Resources announced a further increase in the 2024 State Water Project water supply allocation forecast, jumping up to 40% from 30% last month. That will provide an additional 420,000 acre feet of water. An update based on 800,000 acre foot increase in storage at Lake Oroville and the latest snow survey data from the all-important April 1 measurements. April 1, typically when California seeks peak snowpack and the start of the snowmelt season. Statewide, the snowpack remains near average at 99% of average for this day. Since January 1, storage has increased by 917,000 acre-feet at Lake Oroville and by over 178,000 acre-feet in the San Luis Reservoir. Oroville, which is expected to reach capacity next month, is currently at 124% of average and 94% of capacity. EU advances plastic packaging regulations. The European Parliament approved regulations yesterday to address rising amounts of packaging waste by cutting out some single-use plastics in food packaging. U.S. produce industry groups have criticized the rules and similar proposed regulations in Canada. They say it would be virtually impossible to export some food and the transition away from plastic packaging without greater research could introduce food safety risk. Mike Teplitsky, a chair of the Alliance for Sustainable Packaging for Foods and chief science officer at the International Fresh Produce Association, said, quote, "Minimizing waste and finding alternatives to single-use plastic packaging is a goal we can all get behind, but without viable alternative, bans on plastic and compostable packaging threaten food safety, undermine food quality, and increase food waste, all factors that are equally important to consumers and the environment." The regulations were approved 476 to 129 with 24 abstentions. Each European produces about 420 pounds of packaging waste annually. The amount of packaging waste in Europe is also outpacing recycling capacity and is expected to rise by 25% in 2030, according to an EU official. Bottom line, the law sets packaging reduction targets of 5% by 2030, 15% by 2040. European Council still needs to formally approve the law before it can take effect. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USTR report wraps EU for GI protections. The U.S. Trade Representative's annual report on intellectual property protections, out today, includes concerns about the European Union's aggressive promotion of geographical indications for food products. The United States continues its intensive engagement in promoting and protecting access to foreign markets for U.S. exporters of products that are identified by common names or otherwise marketed under previously registered trademarks, USTR says. Protected GIs include products such as feta cheese and Parma ham. The agency said it's concerned that the EU will eventually extend GIs to non-agriculture products such as apparel, ceramics, glass, handicrafts, manufactured goods, minerals, salt, stones, and textiles. Guidance coming today on cow testing order. The milk industry continues to applaud the federal government's response to the presence of avian flu in dairy cows, which now includes an order requiring tests on lactating dairy cows scheduled for interstate transport. Guidance on the order is due out today. The presence of this virus in dairy herds, as well as dairy farmers' own commitment to animal and human health, makes USDA's actions on testing and interstate travel appropriate, said Greg Dowd. He's president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. The action came as some infectious disease experts criticized the agency for not providing information on the evolving situation quickly enough. Some of those experts met with USDA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention staff yesterday morning, the day after FDA had announced the presence of viral particles in samples of milk from grocery stores. At least they reached out with something and answered several key questions, said one of those, Eric Topple, founder and director of the Scripps Research Translational Institute. Hunger grew in 2023 amid Gaza and Sudan crises. Nearly 282 million people around the world suffered acute hunger last year. It's an increase of 24 million from 2022, according to the latest global report on food crises from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. The conflicts in Gaza and in Sudan were major drivers of the increase. The report covered 59 countries and territories that are experiencing food crisis. Now take note. More than 36 million children under the age of 5 were acutely malnourished across 32 countries. So what about this year? El Nino has peaked for this year, but its full impact on food crisis, including flooding and drought in parts of eastern Africa and drought in southern Africa, likely to manifest throughout the year, the report says. The impacts aren't all bad. East Africa and Latin America and the Caribbean region should see better harvests. Well, here's today's She Said It. The record and the example that the almond sector has shown for us, for California exports in this particular country, is a very informative and important one. That's Karen Ross, the Secretary of the Department of Food and Agriculture, speaking to reporters from India, where she has been on a USDA trade mission there. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.